This is Since You Asked,
a new series on NSPR,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
Hi, this is Fran Bart, and my question is, why are there roosters and chicken, lots of them, in the parking lot of Starbucks in Yuba City? It's a big parking lot, like a big mini mall. And there's a Starbucks there. It's on Highway 99 in Yuba City. And so I'm just wondering why all those chickens and roosters are running around the parking lot there. Anyway, thank you very much. Bye.
Well, Fran, you're not the only one who's noticed all those hens and roosters running around in the Yuba City Starbucks parking lot. They've achieved quite a level of celebrity, with a debut article in the San Francisco Chronicle and a number of Facebook fan posts. But while the chickens are ubiquitous along this part of Highway 99, their origins are tricky to pin down. I went to the Community Memorial Museum of Sutter County to find some answers. Cheryl Simmons is the assistant curator at the museum. She's been there for 15 years and used to teach California history at several local colleges. She remembers when the chickens first started showing up. She said it was in the late 80s or early 90s at a house between Franklin Avenue and Bridge Street.
And there were just like a few chickens in the yard, and then they spread. And they spread, and they spread, and now you see them in a lot of places that it's kind of surprising.
Searching through Yuba City Facebook groups, I met another local who remembers where the chickens started showing up, Jason Sanders. He also said they came from a house between Franklin Avenue and Bridge Street, and that that house belonged to his grandparents.
This is just a picture of the... This was the workshop that we had behind the house.
This house is pretty much next to the Starbucks parking lot. It's just across the road.
Well, along this wall right here, we had 21 cubbies. I think she went seven wide by three deep, and we had 21 cubbies there for the nests for the hens.
Sanders said his grandparents kept around 30 to 40 chickens. They sold the house in the early 90s. He remembers well because he was the one who had to move out most of their stuff for them.
Whatever was left when we were done, I was like, I'm done.
And then what was left?
Chickens.
In other words, Sanders didn't bother with the chickens, not a single one. He let all of them go. But before I called this investigation a wrap, there was another theory I had to look into first. Yuba City used to have livestock auctions, and I met a woman who used to work for one in town during the early 70s. Her name is Suzanne DeCamp, and she lives in Olivehurst now. We met at a diner in town, and she led me to where the old auction yard used to be. It turns out, it's also near the Starbucks parking lot, around where the movie theater is. I asked DeCamp if she ever saw any chickens escape during the auction.
They escaped all the time. People transferring them from one cage to another and stuff, and them getting loose, and not much of a fight was put up to catch them and stuff, because they weren't very valuable. Still not very valuable.
Today, it's not just the Starbucks that these chickens hang out at, it's really all the food joint parking lots from the IHOP on Franklin Ave to the Wendy's on Bridge Street. Why there? Well, it's close to where they escaped from, and who doesn't like French fries and pancakes? Since You Asked is a new series on North State Public Radio, where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Head to mynspr.org and let us know. Today's episode featured original music by Jack Knight. For NSPR News, I'm Adia White.